Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Genevieve's Gems, and I'm your host, Genevieve. And how are you today? I trust that your day is going well. I trust that your holiday will go just as well. I'd just like to take the time to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and safe travels if you're traveling now. And you'll have to spend the time with your family. And a reminder, if you know somebody that's going to be alone by themselves, invite them to your home for dinner. Invite them to your home. Let them share the joy that you feel. This is particularly true in the LGBT community. Many are estranged from their families, and I would encourage you to invite, if you know there's somebody listening to this program, invite someone to your home or bring them out to dinner somewhere and let them celebrate the joy of this wonderful season. As you can say, I can say it's been quite a year. And some of us have had good years, have some good. Others have experienced many trials, many tribulations. But I look at it this way: you've come this far. Now here it is, December 23rd, a couple of days before Christmas, and you've come this far. Now compared to last year, figure out where you were last year. Things are different. There are people who were here last year that aren't with us now. And just think about how God has brought you up to this point. One of the events that happened this year is that you have a new president. You have had a lot of disasters. You've had earthquake in Mexico, the hurricanes that happened in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, wildfires out in California. I think about Houston, Texas is hit by a hurricane. And some areas have been very dry. The whole Pacific West was very dry this year and record-breaking temperatures. And through all this, some of you might be saying, wondering, did you sign up for this? You're expecting it to be an even better year, and in some cases it might not have turned out that way. But look at all the things that happened, and look at where you are now, in spite of all that's happened, you made it to this point. And I'm often reminded that, the lessons that God teaches us, punish us, and not to, say that we do bad, that we're bad people, but to teach us, because lessons are learned. Because in the future, those lessons will be needed. And actually, that's what the whole life is. That's why you go to school. That's why you work on a particular job. Some of you have done well. And, when you say that you got out of school, you didn't start making a six-figure salary. You may not have had a great job, but it was a start. As you went on, you learned more, you got more experience, you picked up more things, maybe you needed to get more education, you were promoted to different areas, and some of you have done quite well. Now, some of you may have retired. You've worked years and you earned it. But remember the guy, lessons are going all through your life. know, lessons are to, one thing I've always maintained about, just because you learn something now doesn't mean that it won't be used later on. You know, one thing, one verse that I read in Hebrews, it said that God will never leave you or forsake you. You know, God didn't take you this far, just to drop you. You know, I always maintain that the Christian life is not an easy life. You know, you're going to have those trials and those tribulations. You're going to go through some hard times. There'll also be joyous times. As a person of trans experience, you know, I've had my tribulations. I know some of my friends have had tribulations. I'm just happy that God has brought me through, and God, you know, you be thankful that God has brought you through. Now, you're up to this point in life now, you may be perhaps wondering where you're going to go. Well, that's up to God. It's also up to, you know, where, whatever your interests are, wherever you need to go, wherever you want to go. You know, that's in God's hands. You know, you just follow wherever He leads you. I've already made some things, you know, some choices that I will be doing up in the coming weeks and in the coming year. I'll talk about it more in future broadcasts, but I'm just so thankful that I'm living in today. I've mentioned a number of times that I've often used the holidays as a time of reflection. How much I love all the children. They're so happy, and I always enjoy that. I always have enjoyed that. It brings me back to my childhood. And I still enjoy watching children, their eyes light up, all the lights and trees, and all the gifts that they're going to get, being with their friends and family. And that's how I see life, too. You know, I look forward to something new every day. I look forward to, you know, God showing me something different, you know, what I need to do. And I love to be challenged. And, you know, your troubles are temporary. You know, they only serve as a teaching tool. You know, you have to remember that God has great plans for your life. You know, I mentioned God doesn't take you this far to drop you, as the scriptures says. No, I'm encouraged by this, you know, because I remember when I retired, you know, one thing I said, I was going to do something with my life. I just wasn't going to be sitting around doing anything. And I believe what helped me is that I embraced a lot of the things that are coming before me. Being in a place where you don't know where you're headed, or you don't. No, it hasn't always been easy. I had no other place to go. So I'm just happy that I was able to embrace it, you know, walk through in faith. And God has really brought me to this point where I'm really happy where I am at this point. Now, what God has planned for me, only He knows. You know, and I say to you, God has plans for you. He has wonderful plans for you. You know, whatever your station is in life, you know, He has plans for you. If you retired, you know, God has a plan for your life. You know, if you're getting out of school, getting out of high school, or getting out of college, or you're moving to a job, God will be with you. If you are transitioning, you know, God will be with you. You know, remember that God always knew who you were before you were even born. And I'm reminded of, you know, of my people that God knew what sex you were going to be, knew what gender you were going to be, you know, before you were even born. So in God's eyes, you were loved. And I just thank God for all the wonderful things, the things that have happened in my life. I, looking back on it now, I wouldn't change a thing. And even this year was, like I said, 2017 has been an interesting year, but I've learned much about not only myself, I looked about, I know what other people's thoughts were, and know I helped them out however which way I can. You know, there's more opportunity to be a help in someone's life, be an encouragement. But that's one thing we sure do need, is a lot of encouragement. As I go through this holiday season, I'm often reminded of, also reminded that of those who are still struggling. You know, you made it this far, you know, just don't give up. Just keep looking up. Keep looking to God. Keep pressing on. I think about all the people who were, all the refugees come from other countries, many countries war torn on up by war and famine, come to this point in their life. Maybe early in the year they didn't know where they were going to go, you know. But many of them, I see many of them still have that hope that things will get better. And I have that hope that, you know, God will use me, you know, to touch someone's life, to fulfill whatever purpose He has for my life. And God has that plan in your life also. You know, the thing I always say is just stay strong, you know, be encouraged, you know, whatever you need to do. Just try to improve yourself in any way. Whether it be in your job, you know, what, you know, if you're retired, you know, maybe you find something that you really truly enjoy. You can be an encouragement to somebody. You know, there's always something for each and every one of us to do. And I mentioned that I'm just thanking God for being in this situation. And I like to close this time in prayer. Hey God, I just thank you for all who are listening today. I just thank you for all who are need encouragement. I just pray that you encourage them and touch their lives and bless them in any which way. Bless them in their lives financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And Father, I just thank you for bringing us to this point in life. And just give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. And remember, stay encouraged. Be encouraged. And I look forward to being with you in our next program. God bless you. Merry Christmas.